Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Do you like what you're hearing right now? Then be sure to check out VOC Nation. Whether it's on VOCNation.com or your favorite podcast provider, VOC Nation offers the greatest in live and on-demand content, great interviews, and incredible insight from those who have lived the business. 7 days a week, VOCNation.com. And don't forget to check us out on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Hey, wrestling fans, this is the Dragon talking at you. Ricky Steamboat, Hall of Fame.
Hey, this is Earl Hebner.
Hey, wrestling fans, this is the Dragon talking at you. Ricky Steamboat, Hall of Famer, and you're listening to The Room.
How can I bear this longer?
Perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the room on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network, VOCNation.com, and your favorite podcast providers as well. Brady Hicks here, and God, what a show do we have planned tonight. Joining us as always, I guess you'd say the Rick Rude of the OC Nation. She's in two places at once tonight. Kathy Fitz, what's going on, Kathy?
Two places at once.
Ours is live, though.
Exactly.
The other one you can be proud of, but ours is live. Now, I'm excited. We'll have to talk about this. The Dark Side of the Ring tonight. Sensational, Sherry. Kathy, you're featured on it, are you not?
Yes.
Now, it's exciting.
When I saw the preview, I never realized how close that camera was to my face.
They got all your face?
Oh, my God.
Well, here's a guy we never get his face off. Matt Grimm joining us. How you doing, Matt?
It's a good thing you never get my face. I got a face for radio.
Yeah, I do too, but I have to turn on the video sometimes. It's not a good idea. It's really not. Now, I'm excited tonight. We're going to have some fun. Joining us later on in the show is actually going to be the leader of the Backyarders in the ECWA, Captain Clutch Rockwell. I'm going to be talking some Pretzelmania tonight, and I'm excited. Pretzelmania is this Saturday. It's hard to believe. I know I haven't really done my due diligence promoting the show, but we're going to try and make up for it in one night, Kathy, because here we are.
I'll be there once again.
Well, that's good. That's exciting. You going to be selling hot dogs?
I don't know what they're going to be selling. Pretzels, maybe.
Maybe. I saw they're going to have a pretzel death match.
Oh, dear God.
Second time in history. Yeah, if they were really into a pretzel death match, they should have just like little shards of glass instead of salt. You know?
We could do that.
I don't think they would like that.
You think?
Matt, yep. You know, this is not the show that people ask for, but it's the show that they're going to get. And
so you're Commissioner Gordon now.
Oh, my goodness. FML. Yeah. Yeah. So, Kathy, how cool was it to be interviewed for that show?
It was.
Is it on yet? I'm going to put it on if it is.
No, it comes on at 10.
10. Oh, crap. I got to watch the Phillies now for 2 more hours. All right. Sorry.
It was fun. Besides the guy that was interviewing me, the guy, Nick Rose, was actually in Canada. And he was sending questions down, too.
Okay.
So, you know, they asked a lot of things, you know, the typical things, you know. But they also interviewed Jim Cornette, Medusa.
Okay.
Booker Jake Roberts. Eisen. And I think Kevin Sullivan. I'm not sure, though.
Oh, okay. Now, were you all in the same place, or did they just go to everybody's houses?
No, I was at a place in Asbury Park.
Okay.
Because right before mine, Shane Douglas was filming his about Bam Bam Bigelow.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's cool.
And matter of fact, I found out that the place, because I walked in, mm-hmm. and I you know how it is, Brady. You go in someplace, you go, wow, this would be a great place to go.
Yeah.
And here, they do the shows in this bar
mm-hmm.
in Asbury Park. My friends Rob and Bill have both been there.
Okay.
And, it was interesting. It was fun, but I don't know. I felt weird talking in front of a camera, you know.
Did it feel like they were trying to dig up dirt on Sherry?
Some questions.
Yeah.
And I just kind of went like,
yeah, yeah. Because that's what I hear is like sometimes the people that are on that show feel a little ambushed as far as like what they're asked. But then like others, like Jim Cornette's been on there probably 100 times.
Yeah.
So
he's on practically every episode.
I know. Yeah. I know. I want Chris Jericho's job. He doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah, just read it. Yeah, just narrate. Yeah, just
right. Go
and,
yeah,
sit in the booth and read the copy that they hand you.
That's all you got to do. And even like, you know, like a controversial one, like the Ric Flair one, like nobody's talking about Chris Jericho's role in this piece.
It's he's just the narrator.
Yeah. Just that, like when I was in first grade, Kathy, we did the nativity. We did the living nativity.
Okay.
And I was the narrator. It was perfect. I didn't have to dress all goofy or wear a hot beard or, you know, I didn't have to lay in a manger and pretend to be perfect or anything like that. I didn't have to do anything. I just sat there and read the story.
There you go.
Perfect. Although I did feel like I should have been cast as Jesus, but that's another story. You know?
Oh, no.
Would have been pretty amazing. You have the light shining down on me. Extend my arms out, you know.
Messiah complex. Yeah.
Is that a thing? I think it is. Yeah. Yeah. So the draft is this week on Friday night it starts. Are you guys excited?
No, not really.
Me neither.
It's such
I'm more excited about the draft on Thursday night.
That should be fun. Although, you know, sometimes I feel like Hallie Roseman is doing the draft on SmackDown. Because, like, usually it's, like, a bunch of people, like, I don't know, it's weird. Like, I don't know, any drafts that I've ever seen in my entire life, up until WWE created their own version of a draft, always involved, like, the top people going first. And then later on in the show, you know, working your way down the roster. And instead, what WWE does is I feel like they put everybody in a randomizer. In fact, they probably should make it like it's a randomizer. Like you pull, there were other years where like they pulled a name out of a hat. And I think that that probably is a little more realistic to what it feels like.
Well, I mean, it beats like the, what you get now, which is like pick number one, SmackDown, you know, like, or Raw drafts, like Roman Reigns. And
yeah.
Pick number two, SmackDown drafts, Chad Gable. And then you got to listen to these guys gush over like what a get this is for SmackDown. It's like, that makes no sense. If they just draft your champion, Reigns. Why wouldn't you just immediately draft the other champion?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just, it's stupid. And none of it really matters anyway, because whenever they want people to appear on the other show, they just have it happen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it matters. And it's not like they're teams. Raw isn't a team competing against SmackDown. SmackDown isn't a team competing against Raw.
Yeah. And not only that, but I feel like once they actually do the draft and you no longer have people on both shows, like, because basically for from WrestleMania season on, everybody that they want is on both shows because they want to tell you. So now that carries through WrestleMania. So now when they have the draft, it shows you how like their roster is not as deep as you think. You know, all of a sudden you've got like people in the main events and it feels like really forced, or like they'll do makeshift tag teams because like they don't know what to do with somebody. It just, the whole thing just feels very, very forced.
This is an unfortunate byproduct of the Vince McMahon strategy of making the company the star and not letting the wrestlers be the stars.
Yes. Yeah, because you don't have a star.
Right. You don't have a star.
You know? I guarantee you The Rock's not getting drafted anywhere.
No, no, because The Rock.
Nor would it be smart for them to have the Rock get drafted somewhere. The problem is, you want Roman Reigns to be on the same level as The Rock or Cody Rhodes, but they're eligible to be drafted.
But they're also not part owner.
Nah. Is he even part owner? I guess he is at this point.
He's on the board. I don't know if that makes him an owner. I'm sure he owns a decent amount of stock in the company.
Yeah. Like for example, he owns the UFL, right? I mean, he's a part owner of it. The XFL merged with the USFL. So now they have a team called the Houston Brahmas. That's stupid. But I guess he's the owner.
Right.
And I guess likewise, we're going to start seeing more and more WWE influence, you know, with The Rock.
I mean, we're already starting to see some of the UFC influence with, like, you know, like the banner ads and, like, and, you know, branding on the ring and everything.
And NXT is going to do a show from the UFC facility in Las Vegas.
Well, what a nothing burger story that is. Like, that arena holds, what, like 500 people? Like, who cares?
I feel like it's as small as the Performance Center.
Yeah, like, it's not.
Or, like Full Sail.
As soon as they announce it, I'm looking, I'm like, why is this a big deal? Like, it's not a big deal at all.
You want to make it a big deal? Put it on that island that the UFC bought when COVID was going on.
Yeah.
Do like a Hunger Games kind of, which would be another great way to like release wrestlers if you have them die in storyline in like a Hunger Games type of scenario. See, that's the kind of stuff I would watch.
Yeah, see, I would say, like, up at a degree. Do, like, have you ever seen that
actually
Hong Kong
have them
movie?
Die. Like, yeah.
It's a Japanese movie. It's Battle Royale, where, like, they take all, like, these criminal high school kids. Or not criminals, all necessarily, but they take high school kids to, like, an island. And basically, like, you know, they hand each of them, like, a weapon. And they're all fitted with bomb collars. And they have to fight and kill each other because only one of them is allowed to leave alive. And it's one of those things where, you know, like certain sectors of the island, like once they activate that sector, if you're wearing if you're in that sector, your bomb collar goes off and you die.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah. So it forces you into closer and closer proximity with each other so that, you know, you're going to have to fight. It might take a few days, but you're all going to have to fight at some point. So
I like that.
They could do that with the releases instead. Just be like, hey, only one of you gets to stay. The rest of you, you know, here, you get an Uzi. You get a grenade. Yeah, you get a sharp stick. Like, you know,
I like that. I like that.
Get
you know what you could do? You could, like, kind of combine it with the Hunger Games in that, like, you could have fans send their favorite wrestlers their weapons of choice. Like, they have to spend so much money to give Roman Reigns a sword, for example. Whereas, like, you know, somebody like, God, who's somebody stupid? Why am I drawing a blank trying to think of somebody stupid?
I was going to say Gable. Cameron Grimes, but I immediately Chad felt Gable. Bad because yeah. he just got released.
Yeah. Carlito doesn't get a weapon, you know?
Why?
That'd be fun.
You got to give him something. Give him give him the apple.
Give him
a poison apple.
And here's the thing: if you do manage to kill someone else, you do get to take their weapons. So if he manages to take somebody out with that apple, he can take whatever equipment they had on them.
I like that. I do like that a lot. Yeah. And somehow I feel like if this were legit, Jinder Mahal would find a way to survive a really long time.
He just got released too.
Exactly. But that's all a work. You know, this would be real.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yeah, I would like that. They got to come up with something more creative.
We're 2 weeks removed from WrestleMania, and it feels like a slog again.
It does. It's become a chore.
Yeah, yeah.
It's something that I have to do.
And it's
for all you people.
And it is marginally better than it was under Vince, and some of the production things are better, but it's still not. It's still not good. You know, like I don't ever watch it and then feel like that was a quality use of, you know, the last 90 minutes to 3 hours of my life, depending on how long the show was.
Yeah. Well, I think where it's beneficial, I don't think that the content is necessarily better, but I think they're doing a better job of highlighting certain divisions. Like, it used to be the main event was just literally, like, the main event of Raw was just literally either an interview segment or a match related to the world title picture.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, now, like, they'll highlight the women. Like, that Battle Royal, they plugged that throughout the show. It had me excited, you know? Yeah. Now, partly because I thought it's in Columbus. Maybe Alexa Bliss will be, like, a surprise comeback for it. I think more about it than they do. But, you know, they the last week with Chad Gable in the Intercontinental belt, that IC belt has, like, main evented several roles since, like, the beginning of the year now.
Yeah.
It's like a featured thing. And that's what's cool. Like, maybe the content isn't necessarily better, but I feel like they're doing a better job of highlighting certain people that were being ignored before. And I think that's probably, in the long run, that's going to be more beneficial, and it's probably going to even contribute to being able to have those superstars, Matt, like you said, everybody's the star. Well, they're not going to get to that next level until they have a legitimate star.
Yeah. And it's like, who do they have? It's like, how much longer?
Cody.
God.
Cody's the big star.
That remains to be seen, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's... Everybody wanted him to finish the story, but nobody, or at least not enough of the fans, were asking, okay, and then what?
Yeah.
Well, now we're dealing with and then what? And it's like Cody Rhodes versus AJ Styles. It's like, okay, I get it's his first defense, but, you know, Styles is not remotely a threat to take that title away from him right now. So
no, they haven't done nearly enough to build him up. You know, in fact, really, since he lost to Roman Reigns, they haven't done enough to build him up.
And what was the point of having LA Knight win at WrestleMania if he was just going to, you know, immediately give that win back to AJ a week and a half later?
I guess that was the idea. I mean, ooh, one of the Phillies just ran into a wall. See, that would be an elimination right there.
Bomb collar activated.
Just have it ultra sensitive, you know. Doesn't even have to be a bomb. It can be one of those things like from Saw where like the spikes come out of it.
And just like they, you know, they just go through your neck.
Just through your throat. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And your neck. Yeah. Yeah.
We have problems. We have real problems.
Well, I'm a slave to wanting this to be good. And I have a lot of really great ideas for how to make it compelling. And that's the problem.
Yeah. Nobody listens to us.
There is something wrong with me. There is something wrong with me. I'm not going to lie. But, yeah. Speaking of Vince McMahon, so the story came out this week. I don't know if you guys saw this. There's a rumor that Vince might consider starting his own company when he's allowed to compete again in 2025.
What?
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, he sold all his stock. He is in no way affiliated with WWE. So he literally has like $4 or $5 billion right now. He can do whatever he wants with it after the end of this year. There are rumors that he's going to make an offer to Tony Khan. I don't believe that that's true. I don't believe he would buy the competition. I think what he would do is he would start taking some of these guys that are released that are like, quote unquote, Vince people, and he would start slowly building something up. But the guy's almost 90 years old.
And he's got other expenses coming up that he's going to have to deal with in short order. So
yeah, I mean, all this is, you know,
if he
on the idea that he gets past it. Yeah.
If he legitimately believes that this is something that should be top of mind for him right now, then I'd almost feel bad for him.
Like, dude, would you watch it?
I'm like, you are staring down the barrel of a massive, massive lawsuit that is quite possibly going to completely destroy you.
Do you remember when Vince McMahon got chased away the first time and then he forced his way back and he came out on SmackDown and he basically didn't say anything? And then like he just kind of like left?
Yeah,
that would be the first thing he would do.
He just said like three. Yeah, he said like three sentences.
Yeah, what did he say? Away. Yeah,
that is something to the effect of like, "Thanks for being here."
Yeah,
and then he threw out that corporate low slogan that they have, that then now forever together
and left.
Like, dear Lord, it's like, is that what he said to like all the women that like he abused, that he was in their lives then, now, forever? It's like, ugh, it's so disgusting.
Together.
God. Just go away, Vince. Go away and stay away and prepare to pay out virtually everything that you have.
Well, somebody was saying there's so many former WWE stars in TNA, he could buy that and it would almost seem seamless.
The quality of the product would go down, though.
I would think so, yeah. Because he's not, if he's buying it, he ain't buying it for someone else to run it. He had that. He basically had his hand full. I'm really surprised that he ever sold, because he had to have known that by selling the product that he would no longer have any sort of control over it.
Yeah, I mean, he would have had to have known that.
I would think. Unless he thought it was going to be different, and then, like, all this legal stuff started happening.
Well, it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Hey, maybe in a year we'll be able to get, like, a dark side of the ring Vince McMahon, and then they'll interview him.
Oh, God, yeah.
That'll never happen. There'll be way too many lawsuits.
Behind the Bastards extended.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they could get Josie Reisman in there and interview her.
Who's that?
She wrote the book.
That
book about Vince McMahon. What was that? Gotcha. Last year that came out? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah. I don't know. So anyway, yeah, if anybody wants to call in tonight, the website that you go to from the incognito browser on your phone, your tablet, or your computer, just visit callvoc.com. Callvoc.com, and that'll put you directly in touch with us. Like I said, use the incognito browser. Otherwise, the cookies tend to get in the way sometimes. So that's how you get in touch with us here tonight. And yeah, is Vince McMahon like the most vile person in all of wrestling at this point?
Yes.
Is he more than Chris Benoit? Or at least the same level, right?
Same level. I mean, the only positive you can put in Benoit's favor, and this is not a positive,
is he was sick.
I mean, yeah, like he was clearly, like, the injuries had taken their toll on his mind.
Yeah. And Vince didn't have any injuries like that.
Vince's just a scumbag to begin with.
Yeah. See, the catcher just got hit in the shoulder with the ball. That would be an elimination.
Yeah, he'd be out.
They had a bomb.
Yeah. Well, the ball would have to have like an explosive element to it, where if it doesn't land in the glove, then it blows up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess if it hits the bat, too. I don't know. How great would that be if that's how they got rid of people?
WWE Battle Royale.
Yeah.
One person gets to stay. The other 15 of you don't.
I'm thinking the 15 that didn't get to stay, they're pretty lucky because they probably would have just been not featured in the draft and then just not be on a show.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I think for me,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I think it's like something like 7 days. At the end of 7 days, if there's more than one person left, everybody's bomb collars go off and everybody dies. So they do force you to, like, you do have, if you want to live, you are going to have to kill other people.
You can't just go hide until it's over.
Nope. You can't just hide it out because if there's more than one person left. Yeah, but yeah. More than one person left, they detonate all of them.
Kind of like that AEW match where Eddie Kingston laid on top of Jon Moxley to protect him.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he didn't have a collar, but same idea.
Let's just never do those kinds of matches again. I mean, it's ludicrous on the surface because, like, I know there's not actually a bomb built under the ring that's going to explode and kill everyone in it.
Would have been amazing, though, if they actually did that.
It would kill half the people in the arena if they did it.
I know. So they're obviously not doing it. We've been talking about it forever. Would have been really good ratings. And it's Jacksonville. It's not like it's like a major market, you know?
It's Jacksonville. People wouldn't really miss it. It's so.
Jaguars fans. Like, what, you know? Doug Peterson's not there, right? I'm good. FML.
There was a thing on Facebook I saw.
Okay.
Zelina Vega called Dominic Mysterio.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was hysterical. She's making pretend she's a little kid going, I need to order some food. My mommy's driving. And Dominic's like, who is this? And then she's like, can I order chicken tenders? And he's like, who is this? How old are you? Where's your mother? And then finally she just busted out laughing. And he's like, Zelina, I'm going to kill you.
He seems like he'd be gullible. Even like when he's doing his lines on Raw, like they all like have expression. He's just like, sorry, mommy. Like it was just like...
Yeah.
Yeah. And why was Stro upset by the Little Mermaid gif? That didn't make any sense.
He actually had
an angry face. He probably didn't mean to have an angry face. He's never angry about anything. Ha ha.
I don't know. I put a drinking fish in there, so
I like that. I did like that. Yeah, we have a best chat. Instead of the show, we should just do a chat. I should probably do like a screen share where people just see the chat, and that's all it is.
No. No.
Yeah, I have to agree with Kathy on that one.
No.
How would you guys like to go to the Sunshine State? Yeah, that's excitement.
I mean, it's kind of the armpit of America, but
yeah, I always thought that was New Jersey, but no, it's what's right, going on roughly?
What's up, people? How y'all doing? I just want to say thank you for the birthday wishes.
Over
down here.
No problem. yeah, like New Jersey would be more like the anus or something, you know.
Watch
hey, put it this way.
Except for the short.
Jersey's down in the dump.
You know.
Jersey's down in the dump. Florida's the place to be.
It would be the grundle of the states of the eastern seaboard.
Yeah. Well, no. Florida is the perineum. If anything is the perineum, it's Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Matt.
That's true.
I used the technical term. I didn't say grundle or taint or anything like that.
Right.
Oh, I just did.
Remember, right. I used to work in a doctor's office. Matthew.
I'm sorry, well, Kathy.
Kathy knows the clinical terms like taint.
Oh, yeah.
Rat boy, I'll come back to you. So our guest is here. I don't want to. How do you come back from that? That's the question.
You don't.
You don't. You really don't. We have, in addition to a little bit of a delay, let's try and fix that. If you could, Captain, maybe turn down the volume. I'm assuming it's you on your computer. And
have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
However, I don't know. Let's try this again. That sounds better. That sounds better. Joining us right now, Captain Clutch Rockwell from the ECWA, the one-third of the Backyarders, and the Backyarders, of course, are sponsoring Pretzelmania this Saturday, April 27th, in Morganville, New Jersey. Captain Clutch, so happy to have you with us. How you doing tonight?
Brady, it is an honor to finally have me on this show. I tune in every week, and I love listening to you guys. Not so much Kathy. I don't know what she's ever talking about. She's a rambler, but I love listening to your stories and everything else. I'm so happy to be here. And you have had some amazing guests, that's for sure.
Well, this is going to take the cake for sure tonight. I'm really excited to talk with you, Captain, because there has been so much buzz around you and around the Backyarders and everything that you guys have been doing in ECWA. A little bit of a losing streak, a little bit of turmoil recently, but we're going to set the record straight on all that tonight. How excited are you for this Saturday?
I can't lie. I just hear the bells ringing every second of my life. They just keep going off and off and off. My laptop.
Are these your fans?
It's fans. It's fans buying tickets as we speak. I mean, let me just tell you, the Backyarders, we are going over the budget, spending more money than the ECWA has ever spent on a wrestling event. And, you know, Abs Armstrong is the head booker. He's in charge of making all the matches happen. And history is going to be made this Saturday in Marlboro.
Now, that's certainly cool. So what are some examples of some of the things that we can expect from the Backyarders presentation of Pretzelmania?
Have you ever heard of the Titantron?
I have.
That won't be there. Nope. Because we are spending most of our money on pretzels.
Perfect.
We have a pretzel death match lined up with the king of ECWA, King Reggie, and Mr. Ukaka. I mean, the weapons that you're going to see in that match might not be for the faint of heart, Brady. You were there for the last pretzel death match. Remember that one with Matt Tremont?
I finally have started to recover from it. It's amazing. It was devastating, really.
Yep. But yeah, there is so much money being spent. And Abs Armstrong has been calling me every day. We're like best friends. And he's telling me, Captain, I got this idea. And I say, I love it. You don't even got to tell me. I'll be there Saturday. He's a genius. He's like Paul Heyman meets Gabe Sapolsky meets – that's it.
But with a better body, obviously.
And brain. They can learn a lot from my boy Abs. Mm-hmm.
Abs the Brain Armstrong. I like that. I think that's really catchy.
Ooh, that is catchy. I like that. But yeah, this Saturday is going to be a good old time. Good time for the whole family, like every ECWA show, with the Backyarder twist on it.
Now, you're going to be taking on ECWA Hall of Famer Chris Wilde. And as I mentioned, you haven't had a lot of luck winning matches in ECWA since joining the Backyarders. What's your plan to kind of turn that around?
You know, it is unfortunate because as soon as I came back to the ECWA, I came back through the Backyarders. They gave me a call because the ECWA office, Joe Zanoli, they wanted nothing to do with Captain Clutch anymore. I was off doing other things, living in Orlando, working for TV. And then the Backyarders called me. They're my brothers. We've been best friends since 13, 14 years old. They said, Clutch, we need you. We need you back in the ECWA. Things are running amok. And we have to remind the fans that ECWA started in the Backyard. And I said, I love it. I'll be there. I will be there. So, yeah, since joining the Backyarders, I have not had a win. Someone recently tweeted that I have the longest losing streak in ECWA history. You know what that makes me? A history maker, Brady. That's fine. It's fine.
Sure.
I'll bounce back. I'm ready for the next chapter of my career. This year, I will be wrestling professionally for 23 years. Isn't that crazy? Man.
That is crazy. But you know what? You've gotten so good in recent years. You're one of those workhorses, as they say. And don't let the hat fool you. I mean, you're all business once you get in the ring.
That's right. I mean, I like to have a good time. I like to have fun. I'm confident in myself. I'm confident in Abs Armstrong, you know. With him kind of leading the way of the Backyarders and me being the captain of the Backyarders and what's his name in the Backyarders, we're doing just great. We're doing great. We're fine. We're family. We're blood. We're brothers.
What's his name? Who's that?
Who'd I forget?
You're talking about the Raw Dog?
Right. Raw Dog Travis Lee. I'm sorry. His name escaped me briefly. It happens.
Okay. I didn't know if there was some heat there. I mean, I saw the interview where you guys did after the last show, and it just kind of seemed like things were a little off.
Okay. I will set the record straight there, Brady.
Oh, good.
That I don't know whose camera that was. That's a weird thing about ECWA. Every corner you turn, even if you're not having a match, everywhere you go in the ECWA, there's a camera in your face. So we went back into our little area after a loss, another loss, sure, and they had the cameras rolling. I think it was an iPhone probably, but we were just, you know, hatching things out. We're family. Things happen. And, you know, the footage did get back to Father John, you know, John Finnegan, and he was pretty PO'd about it all. You know, it's like watching his kids fight, you know, and these things happen. We're going to reboot. We're going to look great this Saturday. I mean, hell, we're hosting the damn show. Of course we're going to do great, right?
No, sure, absolutely. And I know what you mean about the cameras, too. Like, Will Strauss had one in the bathroom. I was like, you do not need to put that there. That's ridiculous.
You got to make money somehow. And if that's what Will has to do, I'm not taking my hat off for him, you little creepy pervert.
He is a pervert. He is. You know, one of the listeners says that your hat is very Chelsea Green-esque. Do you have a who's comment that about that?
Well, it's very who?
Chelsea Green-esque. The hat.
She's
a wrestler. She's a wrestler on a program called WWE.
Oh, I thought you were describing the color green. I thought Chelsea Green.
No.
She wears something like this?
She does.
Oh, wow.
She does, but you wear it much better.
Thank you. I mean, I didn't even know. Is she a captain?
She is not.
Then why the hell is she wearing it? This is a captain's hat.
I don't know.
Weird. Do you think she just wears it like to look cool?
Probably. Maybe she wants to feel like a captain.
I get it.
I mean, I get it too. I would want to feel like a captain.
Sure. I mean, more power to her.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. No, but obviously you like to have fun in the ring, Chris. I mean, your match with Chris Wilde, I think, is going to be particularly interesting, because you're a different kind of opponent than he's ever faced. Unpredictable. Mm-hmm. A little wild card there. Is that safe to say?
I appreciate you saying that, Brady. Every match that I've had has been compared to like a car crash for some people. You really don't know what to expect. I kind of just throw the spaghetti against the wall, and if it sticks, it sticks. I mean, Brady, I don't know if you know this. You're talking to a history maker who has the fastest match in Super 8 history. You know, Matt Tremont beat me in 8 seconds. Who else can say that?
Wow. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Brady, I got another one for you.
Okay.
The fastest match in NXT history. You're looking at him.
Really?
Yep. Picked up the L, but whatever, you know. Still, I'm still a history maker in professional wrestling, no?
Well, we're talking about you, so obviously you made a difference.
Yeah, and Chris Wilde needs to realize that at this point, my back is against the wall. As the captain of the Backyarders on the biggest show in backyard history, the show that we're hosting, I need this W big time. I can't let Father John down. I can't let Abs Armstrong down. So this Saturday, I'm pulling out all the stops. That's for sure.
And the Raw Dog as well. You don't want to let him down.
Right. Travis Lee.
Travis Lee. Mm-hmm. So what can Chris Wilde expect?
As my good friend, the Amazing Red, once said, expect the unexpected when you wrestle Clutch Rockwell. And I said, Red, you could keep that. That's a great saying. That you should keep that for yourself. But this Saturday, yeah, expect the unexpected from Clutch Rockwell, Chris Wilde. I understand you're a Hall of Famer. I understand you're a former ECWA champion. Those are two things that I'm not, but I am a history maker. And this Saturday, history might repeat itself.
Now, assuming you're able to start stacking together a bunch of wins, and I can only assume it's going to start this weekend, how close are you to challenging for the ECWA title, in your opinion?
Honestly, Brady, between you and I, off the record, no one else is going to hear this, right?
Nobody will hear it, no.
Okay. When I walk back to my merchandise table, the fans come up to me. You know what they say? They say, Clutch, when are you going to leave the Backyarders and go challenge for that championship? And I said, I don't need to leave the Backyarders to challenge for the championship. I just need to get the win. I just need to get a win. Because I've always been a top contender for every championship. Former legacy champ, former tag team champ, first ever kangaroo tournament winner. So I've done some pretty cool things in the ECWA. And if Darius Carter, that is named Darius Carter, who I'm a big fan of. I love Darius Carter. I'm such a fan of Darius Carter. And you could let him know that. I'm a fanboy for him. Had a hard time saying his name because, you know, I'm nervous. But I love Darius Carter. I think he's a great champion. But if he was dumb enough to defend the title against me, if he gets past Joey Ace, this Saturday, there's no chance he would beat me. Now, come on. Seriously.
I like it. I like it. So for those who have never been to an ECWA show, especially a show, again, brought to you by the Backyarders, what can they expect? Like, what's going to set this apart from other shows that are out there?
Great question. One of the wonderful things about these events is the fan interaction, whether it's before the show, intermission, or after the show. There's a lot of good guys and good girls on these shows that the fans just really get behind. Unfortunately, it's wrestlers like L.A. Vin. The fans really have attached to him. And I believe this weekend he's going to be representing all of America when he's fighting one of the Russian assassins. Do I got that match card right?
I think so. He doesn't represent all Americans, though. Just those that like paying taxes and going to jury duty and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's the current legacy champion, and again, a championship that I made pretty famous. But he's doing a great job with it right now. And unfortunately, every time I get in the ring with LA Vint, he finds a way to throw me out of the ring over the top rope, and I'm still kind of recovering from that. But that dude is strong. He's gonna give one hell of a fight. I don't know if he's gonna have the luck against the Russian. You know, this might not be Rocky IV. But back to your question, I'm just really excited about the whole show. We are different. We do stand out. There's a lot of different characters. There's a lot of different stories going on. There's a lot of you got all different genres. We are the circus. You know, if you don't like the juggling clowns, you'll like the tiger spitting fire out of its butt. That is the ECW.
I love that.
And I've always said that. We are the tiger spitting fire out of its butt.
Yeah, it's like, hey, look over here. There's a tiger spitting fire out of his butt. I could totally see that.
Yeah, that's us.
You know, and then you've got clowns like Will. But I mean, aside from that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, LA Vin, is it true that he's related to King Kong Bundy in some way?
Ooh, I know they go to the same barber.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it. That's as far as that goes.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. I gotcha. Well, ECWA Pretzelmania this Saturday should be really exciting. What goes into a pretzel, what was it, a pretzel match of death?
Yes, a pretzel death match. The most dangerous match in professional wrestling. The weapons that you'll see in the, we'll call them weapons. The weapons that are allowed to be used in a match like this, pretty much unsanctioned in any other professional wrestling company in the world, excuse me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You won't see this in Japan. You won't see this in IWA with Terry Funk and Cactus Jack. The weapons that you see in a pretzel death match, they're dangerous. Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be an amazing time.
You hear this, Brady?
Your phone is buzzing off the hook.
Ticket sales, Brady. Ticket sales. People keep buying and buying and buying.
Are those all pre-orders?
Yeah. There's still time to pre-order, I think.
Okay. And of course, tickets and information, ECWAWrestling.com. So pretty exciting stuff, Captain. Yeah. I got to say, the last couple, actually more than a year now, you have been consistently one of the most entertaining and energetic and just captivating individuals, not just in ECWA, but I think in all of wrestling. I'm not even going to say just independent wrestling, but all of wrestling. It's this amazing creative outlet, and you seem to have found your groove. And I think once those wins start coming, mm-hmm. I think it's just a matter of time before you take off.
I appreciate that, Brady. You know, again, it's been 23 years of me being around professional wrestling. I started when I was like 16 or 17, and this July will be 23 years. And I finally feel comfortable with myself, the path that I'm on, the career choices that I'm making. And I'm just very confident in myself, despite my losing streak right now. These ticket sales are going crazy. My gosh. I mean, I don't even want to talk about me anymore. I want to talk about WrestleMania. But Brady, on that note, I got to be honest with you. I'm not wearing any pants.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll let you go before you get up. That way we'll save everybody else the embarrassment of having to see that.
Absolutely. Brady, I'll see you this Saturday. I'm really looking forward to it.
Captain Clutch Rockwell, I am so excited as well. We'll see you this Saturday. Pretzelmania 6, Morganville, New Jersey. All right. Take care, my friend. Ooh, thank God he dropped out there. All right. That was fun. That was fun. I wish more people were fun.
Yeah, seriously.
Cool. That was cool. Seriously, yeah. That was pretty amazing. Well, and the best part was about the whole thing, Rat Boy dropped out, so he's not in the queue anymore.
Oh, that's wonderful.
How is he delightful?
Even here? How is he even here? He lost the bet
twice.
He's supposed to be banned.
How can he go to Florida constantly?
Yeah, he must have some rich relatives.
He's Kramer. He I can't imagine that he has any kind of income. Yet he never seems to run out of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. He lives in like a studio apartment in Trenton, a low income studio apartment, and I don't know.
Who does he stay with in Florida?
He has family down there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and I didn't really. I kind of like cut him off because Clutch came on, but I think he was going to do this whole thing where he was walking on the beach with the video. So he's definitely showing off.
I got nothing.
I got nothing either.
No.
Let's take a commercial break. We're going to regroup here. And on the other side, hopefully we'll be able to open it up to some callers. If not, we'll call it a night a little earlier because, you know, I can only do what they give us, you know, and they haven't given us a whole lot in terms of entertaining things to talk about. So call VOC.com from the incognito browser on your phone, your tablet, your computer, and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is a total package. Lex Luger, you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
VOC Nation's own Strel Maestro suffered a major medical and financial catastrophe this year. From the VOC Nation family, to all of you, please continue to pray for Strel Maestro for his continued recovery. You can also donate to his cause, paypal.me/PapaStrel. The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Cavi Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Yo, this is Jerry Steins of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby.
VOC Nation is one of the longest running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Works. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Bill After has been in the pro wrestling business for over 50 years.
Hey, Tony here with Arn Anderson. Arn, first of all, your height and weight.
6'1", 255.
And now subscribers to VOC Nation Premium get exclusive access to Bill After's archived audio footage.
And where's your hometown?
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay, and Give us something about your back. First of all, your relationship to Ole Anderson.
Ole is my...
Subscription to VOC Nation Premium starts at just $3 a month and includes commercial-free audio and video versions of our top podcasts.
Okay, we're speaking here with the manager of the World Heavyweight Tag Team Champions, Tarzan Tyler and Luke Ram, and he's sort of glowing tonight about a new prospect we haven't heard of yet.
And for just $9 a month, Apter's archives are all yours.
Would you tell us who this new prospect
is? Well, I'll tell you, Bill, I've searched the world, and I finally found the true world champion. I finally found...
What's your opinion of Ivan Koloff winning the title from Bruno Sammartino?
Well, I think... I don't know what to say, but I want to say one thing. Bruno was a hell of a champion. You know?
Here are exclusive interviews with the greatest performers of all time.
This is Bill Apter, and once again, we're speaking here with Bruno Sammartino. Bruno, first of all, how did you and Bruiser lose that title to the Valiants?
Well, actually, it was a very unusual loss, if you want to call it.
Did Bruno have anything to do?
Well, yes, but the whole thing is that the rules, as I always understood them, was that the title could only be lost by pin or submission, which is the same rules as my title, the World Wrestling Federation. That night, it was...
To sign up, it's very simple. Head to premium.vocnation.com or go to patreon.com/vocnation. VOC Nation takes you behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, vocnation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
This is Matt Hardy, and you are listening to the VOC Nation.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. It's In the Room on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network at vocnation.com. Thank you to Captain Clutch Rockwell for checking in. Don't forget to check out ECWA Pretzelmania this Saturday, April 27th, 7 Eastern, Morganville, New Jersey. Tickets and information, ecwawrestling.com. Brady Hick, we've got Kathy and Matt with me right now. And guys, you know, it hit me during the break. I didn't even realize it. I don't know how I overlook stuff like this, but tonight is actually the 15th anniversary of the show, and it's about 750 episodes we've done weekly.
Wow.
Since 2009, April of 2009. I didn't plan it. Like, when we did the 10-year 500 episode, I made this big deal out of it. I brought all these people back from the past. Maybe later on in the year I'll do that. I just, for whatever reason, that occasion just slipped totally by without me even thinking about it until, like, I just realized, like, yeah. Okay, so my first episode I did by myself, it was April 27th of 2009. It's crazy.
Wow.
It's crazy. I can't even say it got better in 15 years. That's the worst part. like, usually there's like a learning curve and then it improves. No, it's cool though. It is really cool. We're gonna have to do something later in the year where we try and bring back some old personalities that used to be part of the show and have a little fun and look back on, God, 750 episodes. And I haven't been canceled, Matt, at least not by anybody that I'm worried about them canceling me. Not yet. So.
Well, when you self-publish, you get to take that out of the equation.
It is self-published in a way. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I also, yeah, that's true. Also, flying under the radar is really helpful. You know, there are a few episodes that really get out there, but by and large, we put our best foot forward if it's something that's really going to be out there. Which has been nice. It's been nice. Over the years, of course, you know, we got that contract with Megaphone, so we were able to dynamically insert those ads and make a little ching that way. That's been really nice. And, yeah. God, I think, Kathy, during my tenure, I think Bruce Wirt has joined and quit this network more times than I can count. Probably more than 750. He's currently on right now, in case you were wondering. He does a Wrestling with History every couple days with his old co-host, Namar. but, yeah. No, it's pretty cool. It's pretty wild. I think, I'm trying to remember, I think the first episode of In the Room, I was talking about, like, Reed Flair's drug problems. Just to put it in perspective for how long it's been.
Wow.
WrestleMania coming up that year, that was 2009, so that was the big Shawn and Undertaker, the first time that they fought at WrestleMania. That was, like, the big thing that, like, yeah. Wow. Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. And now we get things like Tora calls in and then walks away. And I can't honestly say it's any better when she comes back, you know. But that's what it is today. Call VOC.com, by the way, from the incognito browser, your phone, your tablet, your computer, and we'll be sure to get you on. Anything else we should talk about tonight?
I mean, Kathy, when people would come into the doctor's office and there was something wrong with their perineum, what would you like? What was the term they would most commonly use? Would they use the clinical term, or would they go for one of the slang terms?
Slang term.
They'd be like,
okay.
They'd be like, my New Jersey's got a problem, you know.
Can you imagine having to walk into the doctor's office and be like, I hurt, like, I tore my grundle, or like, I hurt my grundle?
Yeah.
Trust me, in my office, they'd be like, what?
Yeah. You know, my friend had a cat, and he called him Pookie. But I renamed the cat Grundle. And by the end, I had everybody calling the cat Grundle, even people who had no idea what it meant.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And there's a joke there that I, you know, I don't want to get canceled, so I can't say it. About a grundle on a cat. Doesn't usually happen, if you get what I'm saying.
Oh.
No, it should not.
What's going on, Tora? Tora's forehead.
Hey, what's going on?
I see your forehead. How are you doing tonight?
I'm retired for Sunday.
You retired for Sunday?
No, I said I'm still tired from Sunday.
You're still tired. Yeah, you went to AEW Dynasty.
Yes.
Right? I wanted to call it Dallas. That was the other one. Dynasty was a show my mom watched.
It was not over until 11 o'clock.
Well, that doesn't sound that bad. The Hall of Fame went on until 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. And Swerve, he beat Samoa Joe.
Yes.
We didn't see that one.
See that, Matt? Oh, you didn't stay up for it?
No, we left before that happened. Because Daniel Bryan match against Ospreay was still going on.
Wow. Matt from the
We left at 9:45.
What talk about. They finally pulled the trigger, and Swerve Strickland has the AEW title. And I said it would happen when they fought in their rematch. Unlike Rat Boy, I make predictions. I don't pretend to put my career on the line that they're going to come true. I just say that they're going to happen, and they tend to happen. And
yeah,
that makes total sense. I am really excited, not just for him and Nana, but for AEW, because I think that guy has put more into his effort in that company than anybody else there for quite a while.
And he actually knew that he was going to win it, because before that match had started, he went to Cardinal game Saturday night and gave the Cardinals, he gave the Cardinals a title, AEW title.
Oh, okay. They don't deserve a title, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you gonna say who doesn't deserve a title?
Well, I'm just saying.
Brady. 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 Yeah.
Here's,
we're not gonna go there.
Matt will understand where I'm coming from. So I feel like baseball is a game. It's not even a sport, really. It's more like a hobby. It's like a thing that anybody can play at a really high level. Kind of like golf.
I don't agree with that one.
Anybody can get lucky and just hit a ball really far. You know, that's great. That's really cool. I think I could get up there and hit at least 6 out of 10 pitches.
So you would say, really? You're saying you could go up there and have a 600 average?
Yes. Oh, definitely.
Unless he got a six pack.
Okay, what are we waiting for this?
I'll wager my career.
That tell you a story.
I'm only kidding. I can. I guess I can.
I know, right?
No. So my whole thing is, Tora, like, does anybody on the Cardinals hit the ball more than 1 out of 10 times?
Yeah.
At Mark McGwire, but he was cheating. Does anybody else do it?
I don't think that he was not cheating,
I don't think that he was not cheating either.
No. People just were judging him for the wrong type of stuff.
Not cheating. No. He was just taking steroids.
That could be possible.
Yeah.
So
I don't think he had like a chest infection, and they gave him some
Before that event had started, we went to the best steakhouse and had two steak burgers with steak burger. Cheese, lettuce, onion, tomato.
Isn't that a little tough to just eat a steak burger?
Oh man, those are good.
Did it have a bone?
No bone. No, only if you ordered the steak. We ate too much Sunday. My daughter ate too much where I warned her out, and she warned me out, too.
Okay. All right.
We ate a lot of food.
What goes on a steak burger? Like some relish, ketchup, mustard? A little grundle on there. What do you put on there?
Some taint.
You can put that on there if you ask for it.
Spread the taint on the bun.
You
don't even know nothing about St. Louis.
It's St. Brady. Louis.
You got to try the best steakhouse. It's been there since 1964.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Last week I had steak, baked potato, a salad, and shrimp.
That's what Howard's eating.
And a soda.
Yeah, that's what Howard's eating.
Mm.
Howard got
seafood
restaurant, right? So he got it was like fried shrimp, fried clams, fried oysters, a fried shark, and a fried mermaid. And like him and his wife are just sharing everything together.
Mm-mm.
You see the face she makes when she takes a big old bite?
No. I'm eating a Burger King burger, a Whopper.
Now, is that better than the steak burger?
Yes, but it actually tastes like the steak burger.
Well, maybe it's a Whopper steak burger.
I don't know, but it still is good, though.
That's good.
Yeah, and I did a lot of pictures from Sunday. It was a lot, man. It was just so much stuff that was going on. And then real old Nightingale won. She beat Julia Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She win her title?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now she's going to fight against...
Best times.
Yeah, now she's going to fight against Mercedes, CEO.
Was Dustin there?
No.
Because I heard he went. That's why I was asking.
No, he didn't win. No, he did not.
He's dating Chris Statlander now, so. That's what I heard. Kathy, can you confirm that? That's what I heard.
What?
That Dustin is dating Chris Statlander. I did hear that.
Oh, please.
Oh, Lord. Why do you always got to start something, Brady?
What do you mean? I'm not starting anything. I'm trying to finish stuff.
Kathy, don't you think that he's starting something?
No, he's you know just what? Trying to finish stuff.
You know what I'm doing, Tora? Do you remember when John Cena kept challenging The Undertaker because he wanted a match at WrestleMania?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just keep goading Dustin, hoping he's going to call in.
Nope, not a chance.
I think he's going to call in.
I don't know. If you think so, I'd be very shocked. You know, because guess what I got? I got my big bottle of vodka here with spice soda. Okay. If he calls on here, that's your fault, not mine.
Well, I want him to call in.
I know you do, because yeah. I understand what you're going through with him.
He's in San Diego. Where is he going to be this week?
I have no clue. Nope. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
You know,
so did you enjoy the pictures?
Yeah. What pictures?
The pictures that I sent on the group page.
I don't look at the group chat. I mean, I'll look at them. Let me see. Were you guys in the front row? I knew Dustin was.
No, he wasn't. We was on the first floor, not that far from the ring.
Were the St. Louis Rams there in the front row?
Who?
No. The St. Louis Rams, were they in the front row?
No.
Sorry. I forgot that. Yeah, okay. Well, these are some great pictures, Tori. That's really amazing.
It's a lot of pictures I took.
I
took so many.
A lot of things I could say about it, and there's a lot of them. That's definitely something I could say.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised y'all with that because I didn't know if y'all had forgot that I was going there. And
Stro is awesome, by the way. The chat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it was great, though. But I had to warn myself. The next time I go to the game.
Huh? Man, did you ever go to, like, any of those, like, Nitro tapings that were, like, 8 hours long?
Back in the day, I went to a Nitro once.
Okay, and how long were you there?
Oh, God, like three and a half hours. Before Nitro was a three-hour show.
Yeah.
Some had thought, right.
What was that?
Some had thought that it was 12 matches, but it was actually 8.
12 ashes, okay. No, I was saying, mm-hmm. Matt, I think they recorded Thunder after Nitro, didn't they, back then?
When I went, Thunder didn't exist yet.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm talking just like
wasn't talking.
No, they were long tapings.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. It's like that's how WWE is now. Like WrestleMania is like 18 hours.
You're just exhausted really? By the time it's over.
Oh, that's right. I didn't even go to that too. That's how much minute, I loved though. It. Yeah.
And speaking of that, Jack Perry came back to help the Jackson brothers.
Really? I didn't hear that. Jack Perry
came
back. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, he came back to help them. He didn't want to help FTR.
He came in the Sting mask.
He did not want to help. Yeah, yeah, black and white mask. Security came after him.
He didn't want people to know that he was involved. That's why he wore a Sting mask.
Yeah, but guess what? Before we went inside the stadium, there was a white guy.
Why is Darby Allin attacking him?
But guess what? Before that had started,
yeah,
there was a guy outside the stadium was holding a sign saying, Jack Perry. And then he turned around and had a sign of CM Punk.
Okay. Who's the biggest?
And everybody started chanting. Right, yeah, but everybody else started chanting F Jack Perry, F Jack Perry.
Okay.
I don't know. It was crazy. You know, it was a sold out seat. Yeah, it was really crazy. All the stands was open.
How many people had your seat?
It was a whole lot.
A whole lot.
Some was like getting up, going back to concession stand, getting more stuff. They was getting like more food and drinks. You know.
Cool.
But it was cool though. Someone,
I think it was cool.
Yeah, but a lot of people didn't like Chris Jericho because they say that he was cheating. Before he had beat Hook, because he had that baseball bat.
Don't care if you cheat, you know.
Yeah, but
don't care if you're cheating.
But they said that he needed to retire, go back to Winnipeg.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was funny. It was so funny.
Was his cruise boat there? Was Jericho's cruise boat there? His cruise boat.
Who?
Did they use that? Chris Jericho is a cruise boat. He owns a boat.
Yeah, I know, but he didn't use that.
He didn't use
that. He didn't use that.
I thought he came right up the river.
No, he used Lionheart Chris Jericho. He didn't use his song Judas.
Yeah.
And
Y2J music.
Yeah, and he they were telling him that he needed to retire, and he flicked everybody else off. And then the Japan guy used the middle finger up, started flicking everybody else off too. Okay. It was crazy.
It does sound crazy. Doesn't sound believable.
I mean, if y'all guys would have been there, y'all would have been like, wow, crazy.
You
hear other people chanting everything. Half the stuff was really funny.
Hey, Tora.
You know?
You're all right. You're all right.
Yeah.
You're all right. Hey, Tora. You all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm okay. I'm just still worn out from that day. It's going to take me a while to recuperate.
I understand. Yeah, if I were you, I wouldn't watch the next couple Dynamites just to make up for it.
No. I don't know. I would take a week from watching wrestling. I don't know.
All right, Tora. Well, it was great to talk to you as always.
Anytime. I told you I was going to talk to you about what was going on 2 days ago.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love
it. Second time I gave you the assignment. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, you're the boss.
I don't have no problem with that.
You're the CEO.
Thank you very much.
See you, Tora. Oh, Kathy. What decisions have I made in my life that got me to this point?
I'm not touching that one.
I've heard that before, too. Not from you. I didn't mean that. Anyway, I think we're about done for tonight. I want to be off the air so I can watch this. Wait, it comes on at 10?
Yeah.
Well, I want to be off the air for more than an hour to make sure I'm ready. Yeah, I think we're good. Did you have anything you wanted to plug for this week?
Nope.
No. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for checking out this episode of In the Room on the VOC Nation Wrestling Network. Be sure to check out all the other great shows, vocnation.com. I'm a little behind on uploading stuff, but we'll get it up in the next couple days. There's a WCW retro I got to put up. There's a new Bumps and Thumps. It's all my fault. I've just been so busy. But thank you to Captain Clutch Rockwell. Everybody be sure to check out ECWA Pretzelmania 6 this Saturday, Morganville, New Jersey. Tickets and information, ECWAWrestling.com. And if you can't be there, you can always check it out on the ECWA YouTube, ECWA 1967. That's going to do it for tonight. Thank you to all the callers. Thank you to the best crew I could ever ask for. Everybody, take care. Be good to each other. Love you all very much. Bye-bye.
Friends! Yeah.